Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad to be here, and thank you so much for coming. I know it's really nice outside, so I appreciate that, as I'm sure all the panelists do. Today, what I'm going to be talking about is a study that I actually helped with a colleague from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, Jennifer Delaporte, so I'd like to publicly acknowledge her, even though she's not here today. She is the WIC breastfeeding support coordinator for the state of Colorado. And so today what I'm planning on doing is discussing a pilot study that was conducted looking at actually the feasibility of using single-user breast pumps, electric breast pumps, as compared to the WIC loan pumps that are oftentimes used within this population. And I have no relationships. Unfortunately, my husband, when I was giving him this presentation, said, well, you are married, but I said it has nothing to do with that. And so one thing I'd like to first share a little bit is how Colorado does in relationship to the Healthy People 2010 goals. You can see here in Colorado, compared to the national goals, and this is data from the CDC NIS survey that was published in 2008, you will notice that Colorado does quite well, actually. We have pretty high in early postpartum period rates. At 6 months, it is low, and at 1 year, we actually met the 25%, which we had not been doing in the last couple years. Colorado, though, is a perfectionist state because we're always trying to beat out Oregon. And so when you're looking at the rates, though, please know that this is with all women. It is not with the WIC population, and that's what I'm going to be primarily talking about today. With the WIC population, it is in Colorado normally around 5 to 10% lower within our WIC population than compared to the general population. And so I don't need to share with you all of the benefits to the mom. Most of you here are interested in breastfeeding, so you realize that. But what I would like to talk about a little bit today is some of the barriers. And the two that I am primarily going to be talking about are looking at socioeconomic factors and work-related factors, because that is where this population is going towards. So the first thing that I'd like to discuss a little bit is about maternity leave. Many of you know that maternity leave is associated with the duration of breastfeeding. The longer you have a maternity leave, the longer your duration of breastfeeding, and I can understand that. I had 12 days for maternity leave, so I can understand how difficult that can be. Expecting to work full-time can actually decrease your breastfeeding rates significantly. And actually in Colorado, that is the fourth most common reason women actually quit breastfeeding, is because they have to return to work or school. The top three actually are more so perception of their infant not having enough milk, more perceptions, maybe not necessarily true, even though I can't say that because there is no statistical data on that, but we do know that many women actually do stop breastfeeding because of work or school. The next thing I wanted to discuss is socioeconomic type of factors. Looking at the WIC program, WIC program is a major source of support for women of lower socioeconomic status. And one of the major goals of the WIC program is to encourage and support breastfeeding. And that's a huge program in many WIC programs, but especially in the Colorado WIC program that we have. Now, the interesting thing to note is that oftentimes we think of WIC for providing food or food vouchers, education, but we oftentimes forget that they oftentimes do provide breast pumps to those women who might need them. Now, the interesting thing is if you actually look at a 1995 WIC policy statement, it does state that since electric breast pumps represent a significant investment of WIC resources, loaning them is the only option. And due to this policy statement, actually Jennifer Delaporte, who is our WIC promotion coordinator at Colorado, actually wanted to see what would happen, actually, if we gave women in the WIC program single-user electric pumps compared to WIC loan pumps. And so we actually did a pilot study to complete a feasibility and effectiveness study for both of those. So just some of the study objectives that I'll be talking about today are, number one, to observe if women who use an electric single-user breast pump breastfeed longer than women who use an electric WIC loan pump. Number two, to compare WIC staff's sense of workload, because obviously if it's going to take more time and effort, that's not going to be something that's going to be looked upon favorably. And we wanted to look between loaning, providing follow-up tracking, and cleaning the WIC loan pump versus issuing and providing the single-user electric pump. We also wanted to complete a cost comparison to actually see what is the difference in costs. And then also, because we want to promote breastfeeding, we actually wanted to see to identify the number of women using the actual electric single-user breast pump. Did they require any formula? And if they did, how much did they, or when did they start introducing the formula? So basically what we had to do in a pilot study, obviously, is we had to develop some type of issuance criteria because, number one, we didn't have enough pumps to just give to everyone in the Colorado WIC program. And so this is what the issuance criteria is. They had to return to work or school or a combination of both and also be separated from their infant at least or greater than 30 hours a week. We asked them if they planned to offer breast milk for a minimum of 1 year. Most women said yes to that because they knew that they could maybe get a breast pump, but that's okay. At least they were thinking about it. The infants were at least 6 weeks postpartum. And actually for our pilot study, we wanted the women to use the WIC loan pump for roughly a month beforehand so that they understood the logistics of what pumping is. And please keep that issuance criteria in the back of your mind because I'll talk about that at the end. And so what we did is we actually had 20 WIC loan pumps were issued alternatively with the single-user pumps to WIC moms who actually met that criteria. And the WIC staff tracked the mother's use of the breast pumps, the hours that they were separated from their infant, and then also whether or not formula was introduced during that first year of life. So what we had at the end is we did have 40 breastfeeding mothers, and this is from 6 Colorado WIC clinics from both urban and rural settings. What was interesting to note is that many of our suburban settings could not give the pumps away, which was really interesting, and we haven't quite teased out why that was exactly. One thing it could be is that we were having some lower incidence of WIC staff available to help with this study in those areas. So looking at the participant information, we had 22 white WIC mothers, 12 who identified themselves as Hispanic, and 6 were not disclosed. You can see here for the range and age, we had some moms that were between the years of 18 and 31. That was a range. And 80% had worked, 20% went to school, and a few of the moms were doing both, but this was their primary reason for going back or wanting the pump. Now, this first chart that I'd like to discuss briefly is actually the duration of the pilot WIC moms. You can see here that the yellow is a single-user electric breast pump, and the red is the loan pump. If you just look at some of these numbers in general here, you can actually see that the single-user breast pump, we had 13 women who breastfed greater than or equal to 6 months. For the WIC loan pump, we had 7. And then if you actually look at 12 months, which is where we would like many of our moms to breastfeed to, you had 10 in the single-user pump and 4 in the WIC loan pump. Now, if you want to look at statistics, which we do in the research field, mothers who actually use a single-user pump offered breast milk 3 months longer and actually started formula later than the moms who use the WIC loan pump. And you can see here that the difference for months was actually quite statistically significant, 0.008, 9.5 months versus 6.5 months. They also started formula later, but that was not statistically significant. I was always interested in why women are discontinuing breastfeed because I think it's really important to do prevention. We always talk about prevention, but preventing women to stop breastfeeding beforehand. And these were the top 4 reasons: concerns regarding milk supply, medical reasons. For instance, some women were having some pretty severe cracked nipples and actually felt that they could no longer breastfeed due to that. Postpartum depression medications, and also some concerns regarding infant growth. Now, a big thing that we really wanted to see, especially Jennifer's boss at the WIC program, wanted to really know the cost and time comparison, okay, like many people. Now, you can see here on the top with the single-user pump, they cost the WIC program about $100 to use, and please know that this is per WIC mother for 12 months, okay? It was $100, and that includes the pump and the collection kit. And what I mean by collection kit is the tubing and the actual apparatuses and the plastic bottles that actually collect the breast milk. And on average, it was about $11, and that included WIC staff. Primarily, these were the WIC staff that were registered dietitians or registered nurses that were working with this population. Okay, so the total projected cost was $111 there. For the WIC loan pumps, they usually would cost around $500, and they last approximately for 10 years. So if you look at, you know, just a simple equation, around $50. There's a $20 collection kit. But what we notice is that the amount of time that it takes to track, to loan, it costs $106 on average to look at that. So it was actually $176 when you compare those two. And so just to kind of wrap that up, the single-user electric pump would actually be about $65 a year less per WIC mother than the WIC loan pump, and that was statistically significant at a p-value of 0.10. Apologize for not putting that up there. And what they also notice is that for 12 months, the projected staff time per WIC mom would be about an hour and a half for the single-user pump versus 5 hours for the WIC loan pump. And again, it's due to the fact that with the WIC loan pump, you have to issue it, you have to track it, you have to call, see if they're going to bring it back, and you also have to sterilize them in between. And for any of you who have sterilized one of those pumps, it's quite time-consuming because you want to make sure that you get it appropriately sterilized. Now, again, another thing that we wanted to look at also was the type of feeding by the pump type. And you can see here that with the single user versus the WIC loaned, many more mothers of the WIC program that we looked at actually exclusively use breast milk. Now, the thing that I'd like to point out to you is that our definition of exclusive breast milk for the WIC and how we define that there in Colorado was actually that they were not receiving any formula from WIC. That could mean that they could have gone to a grocery store and purchased it, but many of all the women stated that they did not, and I like to pretend that they weren't lying to us. Okay, but you can see here that with the partial and then the formula as well, with the single user, we had a greater incidence of having exclusive breast milk being used. And so just some other results from this, about 50% of the WIC moms who use the single-user pump received no formula. 65% received no formula for the first 6 months. As compared to the WIC loaned pump, those moms who use that pump, 20% received no formula for the first year of life, and 35% received no formula for the first 6 months of life. Now, I love research, I love statistics, which I know sounds odd, but I also think it's really important to hear what our study participants had to say as well. And I have a whole slew of these, and I had more slides of quotes than I did of other things, so I only cut it down to one, because we'd be here forever. But when you're looking at the WIC participants, these were some of the statistics that they said, quotes that they said. I was able to breastfeed even after going back to work. Using the single-user pump was a lot more hidden and not as bulky. I don't know about if any of you work with the WIC program, but the WIC loan pump that we provide to her is quite bulky. It's not as discreet, if you will, and snazzy as the electric single breast pumps. First one in my family to breastfeed, a majority of the people that we provided the single-user pumps actually were their first, and they were very excited about that, and no money to buy. Now, the WIC staff, we wanted to make sure that we pleased them as well, because they're the ones that are going to be working with us on this program. The pumps, they said the pumps gave added support to the WIC moms to breastfeed longer. And, you know, for those WIC moms who breastfed for a shorter period, they ended up breastfeeding even longer than they would have without a pump. And many of them, or I should say all of the WIC staff, were very excited about the fact that they were able to talk about the pump with the mom and then never see the pump again. So the single-user pumps decreased time of follow-up and no cleanup between users, which they really appreciated. They did, during that 1.5 hour time period, show them how to use it, and also they did describe how important it is not to share the single-user pump with other women, but it was not as much as the loaned pump time. Now, the Colorado WIC program is continuing this program, and here's just some follow-up or some continuation data, if you will. We haven't run complete statistics on all of this information, but what we have noticed is that 65% of the WIC moms who have used a single-user breast pumps have exclusively breastfed for their infants for their first year of life. and the remaining 38 mother-infant pairs breastfed exclusively for an average of around 5 months. And the single-user pump program does continue in Colorado. We do continue to receive discounted electric single-user breast pumps. And just some conclusions about this in general. Really, we did feel that the single-user pump was feasible and a cost and time saving to the Colorado WIC clinic. The single-user pump may increase breastfeeding duration rates of the WIC moms. But one thing that we'd like to stress is that both pumps, whether it was a lone pump or the single-user pump, really did offer support to those moms who may not have met criteria in the past to receive a pump, such as having an infant with a medical reason why you had a pump, such as being in the NICU or the neonatal intensive care unit. Just some recommendations that we had, Jennifer and I, and a number of the other people that were working with this study, is that we really did need to solidify the policies and procedures regarding the single-user electric pump for future use, especially in the regards to issuance criteria. After the pilot, we decided to get rid of the issuance criteria of having them have to use a WIC loan pump for 1 month. The WIC staff did not care for that because it was a lot of time and effort. But also what we noticed is that if women were committed to using a pump, they were going to continue to do it, and they didn't need to have a tester with the lone pump. Okay. Also, we were in the process of looking at some ways to support and having resources for mothers based on the reasons why they discontinued breastfeeding. For instance, in those top four reasons I gave you, many of the women were concerned about their infant's growth and weight, but they were never assessed as appropriately as they should have been, or, you know, fed, weighed before each feeding to make sure, are they really getting it? Also, I went back to look at the postpartum medications that they were taking, and all of the medications were okay to take while they were breastfeeding. And so, again, we need to make sure that we're providing enough education resources, not only to our WIC moms, but our WIC staff, so that they understand what to do to help these women continue to breastfeed. And then also to continue offer programs which support breastfeeding WIC moms who are separated from their infants, such as work or school. Okay. I would like to acknowledge some other people. First of all of our WIC registered dietitians and nurses who helped with this study, the WIC participants, and even though I'm not receiving any money from them, I would like to just make sure I mention Medela, because that is the company that is actually giving us the discounted pumps to use. Thank you so much.